Hi, this is Brian French, and welcome to the Marketing Freak Show. If you're new to our radio broadcast, please go through the other episodes to learn more marketing tips in the media browser. Today's important subject is understanding your business environment. Now, this is something that's a little bit different than what we usually talk about. Usually, we talk about the other two legs of the stool, which is business strategy and business tools. The other leg is the environment that your business is in, and we're going to focus on that today. All too often, business people live in the whirlwind of fixing things without the realization and discovery of why things break down in the first place. One of the biggest reasons that things change and break down and no longer work are the conditions in your business environment. Your business environment is bigger than you are. And I know that's something that people are going to have to kind of make some peace with, but it's something you can't change. And for most of us type A personalities, that's a hard thing for us to accept. So it's sobering, but we have to accept the reality of our business environment. You know, if you're an Eskimo near the Arctic Circle, all of your will and self-determination is not going to change the weather. It's like that old phrase, everyone talks about the weather, but no one does anything about it. So the reason that nobody does anything about it is that you cannot control that situation. So today we're going to be talking about analyzing and understanding the factors in your business that you can't control, but you do need to learn about and to consider as you develop your marketing strategy, plan, and tools. So what are the things that go into analyzing the factors in your business environment? There's four major factors that we're going to be talking about today. The first is demand. Is aggregate demand for your business growing or contracting? The second is competition, or let's call it supply in your industry. Is supply expanding or is it contracting? Fragmentation. Are there more niches or is it standardized type of products? The fourth thing is consumer behavior. So are clients and customers changing their activities in dealing with people in your industry? So let's hop in. The first thing is demand. And what you should be asking yourself, is your business occupation growing in demand or is it contracting? And what are the forces that are affecting demand? Are you a bankruptcy attorney where bad news is actually good news for your business? Or are you an investment advisor where bad economic news is really, really bad news for your business? Is your business in a bull or bear market? Now, the reason to identify that is that bull markets and bear markets don't last forever. In the investment business, there's an old phrase that the old salts use is that you don't want to confuse brains and a bull market. So what happens a lot of times is that people become overconfident because there's heightened demand in their industry, where much of the growth could be a factor that has basically been a gift to them. So if you're in a bull market, the source of that growth, it is aggregate demand that you've been given as a gift and will likely pass. So every industry goes through its boom-bust periods, whether it be legal practice, real estate, investment industry. So understand that. The second factor is competition. Is your business facing heightened competition? Well, great. Welcome to the 21st century. Labor of all types, both skilled and unskilled, is now incredibly mobile. So you're actually competing with, and we're all competing with, a global marketplace. And a lot of services through technology can be delivered through the things that benefit you also benefit your competitors, things like computer and internet technology. Demographics have a big role. You know, if you look at history of the labor force in the United States, the major employers were in the farming and in the manufacturing sector. As we know, those industries are just a small fraction of employment. So the question is, where did those workers go? Well, those workers went into your business. So we've squeezed out manufacturing and agriculture, and now more people are competing in fewer job sectors. The third factor is fragmentation. Now, as it deals with marketing, you can see that there's so many different channels to get your message out. So it used to be that the three major networks on TV captured a lion's share of the viewership of TV. But now there's, 150 different channels. And you can imagine, on the internet, there's over a billion websites. So there's a lot of channels for your clients and potential customers to fall into. And you need to fill as many channels as possible. So people are looking at many different avenues to find help for a product or service, and you have to fill more of these fragmented channels. It cannot simply be like the old days of putting an ad in the yellow pages and the phone rings. The fourth factor as it relates to environment that you cannot control is change in behavioral tendencies of customers and clients. So it's true that a lot of things today, consumers are trying to do themselves. So, it's home improvement. Everybody can thought to swing a hammer. So everybody wants to try to do some activities on their own. So, thank you Lowe's and Home Depot of getting everybody into being their own mechanic and home improvement person. But it holds true for other professions as well. So consumers want to have a bigger role in, let's say they have a legal case. They want to learn more about their legal case. So what used to be a relationship where there was a dominant authority figure is no longer the case. So even if you're a patient of a doctor, you want to know in greater detail today the circumstances of your medical condition versus maybe 10 or 20 years ago. So you need to kind of address that with your strategies and your tools. So here are four topics that you should analyze about your business. Look it square in the face and don't shy away from the facts that the world is changing, your business is changing. It's either expanding or contracting. There are sectors of your business that are either doing better or worse. And to just take gauge of that and to make it part of your outlook for your business. So you want to look at demand. You want to look at competitive factors. You want to look at fragmentation and your response to that. And you want to look at consumer and client behaviors and how you can deal with that most effectively. This is Brian French with the Marketing Freak Show. In future marketing topics, we'll get back on the subject of marketing strategy and using the appropriate tools to deal with those environmental issues that you have. But it's really important that we look up and see what kind of weather is in our environment and deal with the reality of the circumstances that we're facing. Because when we achieve that, then we can craft the tools and the strategies to be successful in our business endeavors. This is Brian French with the Marketing Freak Show. If you found these comments and ideas to be helpful, please drop me an email at brian@floridawebsitemarketing.com. We do offer a consultation for folks that do have a marketing budget, brian@floridawebsitemarketing.com, or you can call 813-944-3190. Thank you. And this is Brian French with the Marketing Freak Show. Have a great day.